Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So an interesting story we saw yesterday on Twitter. Again, take it with a grain of salt because it comes from ML Football.
That Twitter feed, by the way, they're awful. Get bent.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I never
using them.
but they have stuff out, but like some of the stuff that they put out there is just so bizarrely wrong, troll jobs and all that stuff. Like, I don't know that I get pissed off at a Twitter feed more than I do with this ML Football. But you're right, we look at it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And reports come out that Josh Jacobs says the Chiefs heavily pursued him, but there was no way he would go there because he hates them.
Yeah, hates the Chiefs.
Quote, I feel like once you're rivals with somebody, you have a genuine hate for them. Another quote, I don't want to join that dominant team. I want to be the one who beats them. So I'll go to Green Bay, play in the NFC, who's also a dominant team.
That's right. And
I'm not dominant, but like, they're not dominant.
Green Bay's had like very few down years.
Yeah, what was the last time where like Green Bay really missed the playoffs? You know,
that's
last
like the Cowboys
year.
Too. And we would all say the Cowboys suck.
But yeah, but the Cowboys don't make the playoffs. They don't
win.
They win
10 games every year.
Well,
not
then how
this
come
year.
He didn't stay in the, year, how come he didn't stay in the AFC and go play for, I don't know, Baltimore?
I liked that answer. I thought it was old school.
No, I love the answer. I do. I love it. It's funny because I always go back to Shane Ray when I have these topics come up, and I think about him having the Chiefs and the Royals and the sporting tattoos and then getting drafted by Denver. And I know I'm 48 years old and I've covered this industry in sports for the better part of my life, and I should be different about this. How the hell do you go play for the Broncos when you grew up in Kansas City, right? Like, and so if you've played for the Raiders and it's been instilled in you to hate the Chiefs, then unless you're Marcus Allen who wants to, you know, stick it to Al Davis, you don't see a lot of transition between the two rosters because both organizations just absolutely hate each other's organizations. And so it's crazy to me to, you know, look back and think about all that kind of stuff. And I kind of am with Josh Jacobs, but it brings up a bigger point for me is that when people sit here and say Brett Veach isn't signing anybody, it takes two to tango. And we say that all the time. It takes two to tango. And so the Chiefs could be out there saying, we want you, we want you, we want you. And Josh Jacobs could say, I have no interest in you. No, if Clark strikes a bigger check, then maybe, you know, we're talking. And that's where, you know, the new stadium and all this stuff comes in. So you have that money. You can win these bidding wars if you have to. Because if it ended up being a bidding war between the Chiefs and the Packers, well, then the Packers won that bidding war right now, right? And so it's not stuff that you can always put on Brett Veach or the front office or Andy Reid. Sometimes it's just the players ultimately don't want to be in a certain situation. They want to go somewhere else or they feel better somewhere else. It's not Brett Veach's fault that Josh Jacobs didn't want to be here. He wanted to go somewhere else, and that's fine. And sometimes that's just how it works. And, you know, for the last couple of years, no teams have wanted to trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not like they weren't trying to go out there and be active. I think the league quietly, behind the scenes, if you will, kind of blackballed the Chiefs and doing business with the Chiefs, right? Because of how good they've been. Why are we going to continue to make them better? Well, now they have an opportunity to get better based on them not winning enough games this year.
Speaking on getting better, this was Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder on Mahomes yesterday.
He and I talked about, listen, you have a schedule right now in season where you get treatment at this time, rehab, or film at this time, practice. That's how rehab's got to be, and that's how it's always been with him, and it will. And when you add up all the little things, that allows the player to get back faster. They don't heal up any faster. They just get back to performance faster.
And that's why we're saying opening day for Patrick Mahomes. That's why I told you guys, what was it, 2 days ago that I'd reported that they expect him back for opening day. They expect him to be there on September 8th or whatever opening day is behind, you know, under center, ready to go and to lead this team because of what Rick just said right there. It doesn't heal any faster. He just works harder than everybody else. And I think that does need to be factored in with all of this.
Yeah, because he's what, doing in-home rehab?
Is that he started rehab yesterday.
Of course he did.
We told you he would, right? Yeah. Did we not say he would have the surgery on Monday and start rehab on Tuesday? And that's exactly what happened with Patrick Mahomes. He is not wasting any time. A couple of days in Dallas, he'll be back here tomorrow is Friday.
Yep.
So that he'll be back here tomorrow. And we'll start rehabbing. And Julie Freimeyer, who's in the State Farm commercial because she's repaired Patrick so many times, she's going to be in charge of rehabbing Patrick Mahomes. How cool is that? You know, like they're ready to go, man. Like they're ready for next season.
Might be why the odds are pretty nice for the Kansas City Chiefs next season.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird when you look at it in Las Vegas. And you know, we get the odds all the time from, like, you know, bet.ag, the offshore odds and whatnot, which I think are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're very fun.
But you can't bet them here in the United States. And they're favored to get back to the playoffs next season. They got odds out about whether or not Kansas City will make the playoffs next season. Yes, minus 180, no plus 140. The odds indicate a 64.3% likelihood of the Chiefs going back to the playoffs next season. That's because of the belief that they have that Patrick Mahomes will be there the entire way and will lead this team. So even coming off their worst season in 12, 13 years, people are looking at worse since 2012. People are looking at this Chiefs team and go, that's don't worry about that. They'll be fine next year. And in Las Vegas is already like, yeah, they'll be in the postseason going forward next season. I ask you guys this, what has to happen this offseason for you to say, yes, they are a playoff team going into St. Joe next year at training camp? What has to happen, in your opinion, this offseason for them to be a playoff team in your mind going into next year?
total reconstruction of your coaching staff and Andy Reid's trust. I think you just have to get out voices that you're not using. Not saying it's their fault, right? But I need Andy to adjust. I need Andy, and I'm giving him all the credit in the world because he's shown us that he's done it. This is the first year where they adjusted to him and he didn't have an answer. Ran out of chips at the poker table, and now you're out of the playoffs. So I think it starts with the guy that it runs it all, and that's Andy Reid. And you know, I'm not harping on the guy for anything other than one bad season. It happens to us. You know, sometimes you have a bad week or you have a bad month. You could be a salesperson, you could be whatever it may be. Like, I just didn't really hit my mark this month. Okay, well, how do you do that? Well, I go back to the drawing board. I adjust. Okay, what did I do wrong? Well, there's a couple days I didn't get out there early enough, or I didn't do this. That's Andy, man. And like, what are you going to do? You're going to have to break some hearts, man. You're going to have to do some things that are probably tougher than you thought you'd have to do, because at the end of the day, the sun set on Dynasty 1.0, and now you've got to revamp it and get back, and you've got some picks. You've got an owner that you can go talk to, and you've got a GM that you trust. So that's where it starts with me.
Yeah, I think for me, I need a revamped D-line. I really do. I need a lot of defensive linemen coming in that can get to the quarterback when you rush four. So I need that. I need a legit running back. And I'll probably take two new wide receivers, you know, on this roster. I think we probably will have at least two new wide receivers on this roster. I know that sounds like a lot to do this offseason, but you got a draft, you got free agency, you got trades, you know, that can potentially be made. But I just looked at the biggest holes on this team right now. And that's what I need to see filled. And if Andy is going to make changes on his coaching staff or whatever he wants to do, that's all out here. To me, it's more important to get the players in here so you can have success. I think if you get the right players in here, you don't need to be making any changes on the coaching staff. I just think the roster got old right before their eyes, and maybe not right before their eyes over the last couple of years, but they kept winning and going to the Super Bowl, so they couldn't do anything about it. Now they have the opportunity to purge this roster, cleanse that roster, bring in those new bodies, and get back to work. Without new players in here, I don't care who's running the show. They've got to get fresh bodies in here.
Yeah, but I agree. But to Dusty's point, without Andy changing some of his philosophy, it doesn't matter who you bring.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's exactly. Like, he has to be. You can change offensive, defensive, special teams coaches, wide receiver coaches, running back coaches. It all starts with Andy Reid. If he's the guy that's calling the shots and says, "Yeah, I'm not really into this running back stuff," well, you can yell at him all you want to run the football, which probably has happened a lot this year, and he's not going to run the football. Like, he has got to be the one that is the biggest change.
Yeah, and that's telling change around, a ripple effect of change to Spags as well, because Spags has had that loyalty gene as well with his players, and maybe, hey, you need to play some of those young guys too. So I think you're right. I mean, it doesn't matter until Andy changes, but yeah, an edge rusher and a running back I can count on. You mentioned two new wide receivers. It does sound like a lot, but again, I remind everyone, there are three under contract on this team next season, and one of which we have not seen once this year in Jalen Royals.
Right.
So you've got two wide receivers on the team next year.
And the odds are Hollywood Brown ain't coming back. I don't expect to see him the rest of the way.
I'd be surprised.
Needs one touchdown for $750,000.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to get that. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was benched for no reason the other day. That should tell you something.
A healthy scratch.
Right. That should tell you something. When you're a healthy scratch, it means you're probably not doing what they need you to do during the week.
It's kind of like the sign on the field when you see the guy go to the bench and they take his helmet away. He ain't coming back in the game.
Yeah, healthy scratch? Ooh, this isn't the NBA where we're giving somebody load management, right? This is, you were a healthy scratch. What'd you do wrong?
We had someone mention the cap, which I know, Bob, you can get a little mad about because it doesn't exist in your mind, which is fair. $44 million over the cap by the 816 with only 38 people on the roster. That is a massive issue. I will just say with the over the cap number, Travis Kelce's number will go away. They were going to restructure Mahomes. There's a lot of things that will happen.
The salary cap is mythical. It's like it's a Greek mythology at best. It really is. I mean, and you don't know what the salary cap's going to be next year, first of all. Yep. And then they'll just change contracts and move things. I mean, it's a farce.
No doubt. Plus trading some people that are under contract can also adjust that. So more will happen. We'll get into Ben Maller on the other side here, brought to you by The Landing and Liberty on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It is time to talk to our friend Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good folks at The Landing in Liberty, where the Ben Maller chicken tenders still trail Bob's Big Pretzel by a margin of 3-1 when it comes to the top appetizers at The Landing in Liberty. We'll have actual numbers on those a little bit later on, Ben, but as we bring you on and we're getting ready for our final show of the year, I'm going to throw a kind of a slider at you. What's the biggest sports story that we talked about this year in 2025?
Well, I think you just did it, Bob. I think the fact that you're claiming your pretzel sold more than the Ben Maller chicken fingers, which is clearly bogus. The Maller chicken fingers have been on the menu there much longer than the pretzel. They have what's called staying power, Bob. And it crosses generations. It crosses the Rubicon. Young people, middle-aged people, old people, everyone loves a chicken finger. Not everyone can eat your pretzel, Bob. There's people with gluten allergies. Okay, can't eat the pretzel. Cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Cannot do it. But as far as the sporting world this year, I guess you would have to say the what's going on with the Chiefs right now. The end of at least the pause in the Chiefs' run of success. It's been a crash and burn season for the Chiefs. We kept saying every week I've come on with you guys, it's like, well, this is going to be the week. They're going to turn it around, and this is going to be the week. No, never happened. So the question is it just a pause, or is this a different era for the Chiefs? And that's really up to the front office. Obviously, you guys, I'm sure, talk about it all the time, and they got to improve the roster next year and see what they're going to do. But yeah, this I read the stories. People thought the Chiefs were not going to be as good this year. I didn't think that was the case. I thought they'd still be at least a playoff team. Obviously, missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, if you're Travis Kelce, you coming back for one more, or you calling it a career now?
I think you come back. I know Mahomes is going to miss part of next year and all that, but I've talked to so many of these athletes, the guys that retire. Once you retire, I don't even if you're married to Taylor Swift, it's you lose the mojo. You gotta play to have the mojo. He didn't play well this year by his standards and all that. Still is a situational tight end for the Chiefs, and assuming they get a decent backup next year and they're competitive early in the year even without Mahomes, because I think they're gonna improve the roster. I think he comes back and plays again. You don't want to end this way, do you? You don't want to end like completely washed up. You got to come back and play a little bit more. Plus, he's got to get people to download his podcast.
Well, I don't think that's going to be an issue at all, Ben, with the podcast, to be honest with you. But I have a theory for you. Why not go out this way? Now, hear me out. So the Chiefs season's over. Travis Kelce has a chance to get 1,000 yards once again in the season. If you want to in your downtime today, go look at the injury report that got listed yesterday for the Chiefs. Like, every single player on the roster is on the injury report except for Travis Kelce. This is now a blown season for them, but now this is the perfect way for the Chiefs to send him off. Like, he's going to be the guy on the field. There's no Mahomes to be behind. Chris Jones is on the defensive side. We know offense sells. Why not have it be Travis Kelce's, swan song? Now he's going to be the big guy on the field. It's going to be all about him. He's the main story now.
Well, I'm sure they will, Dusty. They'll feed him the ball. He'll be a stat bandito here at the last couple games of the year. And it's going to be, you watch the Chiefs on TV, what do you think the storyline is going to be every game? Is this Kelce's final season? There's nothing, because there's not a lot else to talk about. Let's be honest here. You're not going to do a deep dive on Minshew Mania, who I do like, by the way. I'm a fan of Gardner Minshew. You just don't want him replacing Patrick Mahomes. But you like Minshew. He's a good story. He wears the jorts. He's got a little razzle-dazzle to him as far as being a marginal NFL quarterback. But, yeah, I'm sure the Chiefs will feed Kelce the ball a ton here. I love the point spread movement. People were freaking out about that, going down 8 points from Mahomes. That's where it's supposed to be, though. That's what when Brady got hurt or Aaron Rodgers got hurt. That's the same thing happened. That's just a result of the way the gambling market is.
Talking to Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan, the other quarterback that's obviously been making news and I think will be the biggest offseason story is Joe Burrow. I mean, he laid it out there. He wants out of Cincinnati. I know he kind of backtracked a little bit yesterday and all that nonsense. No, we know. He wants out of Cincinnati. I think that's going to be the biggest offseason story, to find out who's going to acquire Joe Burrow, and it may be the biggest lottery ticket in the history of professional sports for the Cincinnati Bengals to trade Joe Burrow.
Yeah, if you love lottery tickets, they're going to get a ton of lottery tickets. And you got to think that the Vikings, the Rams would be in on that. If Stafford ends up retiring at the end of the year, that they'd be in on Joe Burrow. I'm trying to think who there's a bunch of, it's like the Raiders, you go down, it's pretty much where Burrow wants to play. Like it's a weird deal because he's from Ohio, so you figure, well, you want to stay with the Bengals, but they stink. But then do you want to go to another team that stinks? Like, he went to college in Baton Rouge. Do you want to go to the Saints? They're not very good. So you gotta choose. And how much of I know a lot of stuff done behind the scenes, but you also, if you follow the Idiot's Guide to Forcing a Trade, it's a great bestseller. It's a New York Times bestseller. You have to be kind of a jerk on social media, right? You got to say, I try, it doesn't work. And the other thing is, if you get rid of Joe Burrow, do you then, what's the trickle down? Does Ja'Marr Chase say, hey, I want out of here. I'm not happy if Burrow's not here, and T. Higgins. So then is it like the Jenga tower where you take one piece out, the whole thing comes tumbling down. And then the Bengals are back to the Bengals of our youth, because we're around the same age, Bob, when they would lose 12 games every year. Those are the Bengals. That's the real Cincinnati Bengals.
Ben, there's a pretty big game tonight. Seattle versus the Rams. Seattle at home, obviously, in this one. What does this game explain? Is it who's who, or is this a bigger privy game for the Seattle Seahawks?
Well, it's a bigger game for Seattle because they're at home. They're not favored. The line I saw, we did this for Benny versus the Penny on YouTube, and it was a pick 'em, but it's a bigger game for Seattle. Sam Darnold went out and rode the vomit comet in that game against the Rams. He had four interceptions, and still Seattle had a chance to win the game with Myers. That they kick way too many field goals in Seattle to take them seriously, in my opinion. Myers is on pace to set the record for most field goals in a season in Seattle, but it's a bigger game for Seattle. The Rams don't have Devontae Adams tonight. They've got a bunch of guys who are hurt. It's a short week and all that stuff. So I think the Rams are going to win tonight. However, it is a bigger game for Seattle because Darnold can't go out there and have another three interception or four interception game, because that's his reputation. In big games, he's a puddle in big games. That's the problem. And you can't take Seattle seriously because of Darnold and the way that's going. He hasn't played well the last couple weeks.
Talk with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. And you know, another quarterback that we can talk about as well, not getting the job done, is Tua. And I think, look, the writing's on the wall, obviously, to get him out of there. The money, forget about it. That's way too much. But everybody told you so about Tua, except the Miami Dolphins. Do you think they move on from him? What do they do with their quarterback situation now going forward?
Yeah, so they'll trade him to the Raiders or the Falcons or somebody like that. And then they'll say, oh, all he needs is a change of scenery. Just bring him here. Yeah, no, you know, he'll sing Kumbaya around the fire and all that. Yeah, that is great. Somebody should do a documentary or write a book, but I'd rather see a documentary about the era that we just went through where these suckbag quarterbacks all got $200 million contracts. It was like guys that hadn't proven themselves. Like, it's pretty embarrassing when those of us that just watch the games know more than the people apparently that work in NFL front offices. Like, was there really going to be a bidding war if Tua went to market and became a free agent? Like, what are we doing? It's crazy. When the guy in the bleachers knows more, apparently, than the people running the NFL team, it's just – Kyler Murray's another one. He's going to be changed teams this offseason. The Cardinals paid him, and they had to put a clause in the contract so he would stop playing video games. It's generally not a good sign. But what do I know? I don't know. It's wackadoodle, the whole thing.
When you look at this year's NFL, is this more pressure on Josh Allen now for this year to get it done all the way with Buffalo, or is there just a wide open wild, wild west, east, north, and south?
No, I think it is, right? The Bills, because they beat the Patriots, Dusty, and everyone's like back on the Bills bandwagon now. See, they were down 21-0. They came back, Buffalo, they won that game. And as you've pointed out, Dusty, and others have as well, all the big mountains you have to climb are not there for Josh Allen. Joe Burrow's not in the playoffs. Mahomes not in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson is in danger of not being in the playoffs. Like, this is Josh Allen's year. It's the parting of the AFC for Josh Allen, and he is set up. I just don't think Buffalo's all that great. This is not as good as some of the previous teams they've had, which is odd. Like, this likely will be the team that ends up going to the Super Bowl unless they screw it up in the playoffs. However, they're not as good as they have been in previous years, and they lost in the playoffs when they had those good teams.
So let me.
Think that McDermott gets fired if they don't make the Super Bowl?
Well, it's good you bring that up, Bob. I've already fired him. I've done three monologues over the years firing, so I can do a fourth. And I guess they're afraid of letting him go because the players like him. It's bizarre. This is something else that's changed. coaches that in the past would immediately be let go. Now, especially in baseball, but also in football, got a little more leeway now, a little more rope. Like McDermott's a great example. He said, well, we need a new coach. Remember 20 years ago, the Buccaneers and they got rid of Dungy because they couldn't win with Dungy, and then they won. John Gruden won with Dungy's players. And so, and then Dungy went to, you know, he went to Indianapolis and all that, and he had his success there. So it's like they don't do that anymore. It doesn't seem like that happens.
Ben, last one here for you. Do you think that America will miss the Chiefs in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think I absolutely do. I think I know TV will miss it. I don't know whether America will, but TV is going to miss it. It's a great story. Yeah, the champ Mahomes, Mr. Commercial Guy, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, although they've stopped showing her on TV that much, so it's not quite as good a story because I guess they're not allowed to show her on TV as much. But yeah, absolutely. Because you know, would you rather see the Chiefs or Jacksonville in the playoffs? I mean, you know,
exactly.
Kind of obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Ben, we appreciate the time. I hope you have a better week than Puka and his brother, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Ben Maller, our guy from Fox Sports Radio, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where the Bob's Big Pretzel is outselling the Ben Maller chicken tenders by a count of 3-1.
All right, here we go. Big money, no whammy.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Don't you love it? Let's go on a Friday Eve, baby.
Woo!
All right, let's get
vacation
to it.
Eve.
Don't do that to me because I thought yesterday was Thursday, so now you're screwing me over there, yeah, Matt Daddy.
Text me out happy hour. I'm like, you mean Friday? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We got a lot of football on here. Let's start with some basketball. Adam Silver, I mean, you can read him between the lines. Him complimenting the NBC's broadcast, it might have been him actually dissing another network's broadcast.
Like,
of course, I've been watching it. By the way, in all honesty, I love the chemistry of you guys. I mean, you obviously, why you did so well in a team sport. I mean, the chemistry is fantastic. And I also just say quickly, as a fan, I think you do a great job educating, you know, other fans about the game, because that, I would say, has frustrated me in the past about some coverage when it's sort of reduced to one side wanted it more, this side played harder. I mean, when you guys are explaining, like, why can't a guy get a shot off? Why is a particular defense working? I think the studio you guys built is off the charts, and I think the technology you're using, and when you guys go out on the floor and demonstrate things, I can say as a fan, I love that part of the coverage.
So that's Adam Silver talking about the coverage on Amazon Prime and telling the studio show how great they are with great chemistry. Obviously a slap in the face to everybody else who's covering the NBA maybe right now.
Mainly the ESPN in my mind.
I think that's where everybody kind of went with it. But my one word is bad, because you basically just took a shot at the greatest show in sports history with Shaq and Ernie and Kenny and Charles. That felt like some sort of shot at those guys when they have the best chemistry I've ever seen on a TV show. And a guy who's not an NBA fan turns into that. I'm not watching the Amazon show.
Yeah, evil is Adam Silver. He looks like Dr. Evil on Ozempic.
He does look like he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, because he's sucking the soul out of the NBA and then spewing it out.
I don't understand why you would do that.
He sucks.
I mean, I know ESPN is a lot about pushing narratives and not about pushing like the actual game type stuff.
Mac loves Adam Silver,
but I don't know, man. I think you're barking up the wrong tree and taking an unnecessary shot at a television partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say, sidebar, he is not wrong about the Amazon coverage. They have been great. Blake Griffin, Steve Nash, all those guys, been super, super fun watching them go at it.
But okay, you can say that, but you don't have to do it and take shots at everybody else.
Totally agree.
It was ignorant, really, by Adam Silver. And if I'm ESPN or NBC, I'm calling him and going, bro, we just scratched checks for billions of dollars for your product, and you're out here trashing us? All right, we're pulling our contract.
And you think he cares?
But, I mean, if ESPN
I'm gonna change
just decided,
the NBA, I'm going to put a tournament in the middle of the season. It'll be fun.
It
and
was
cool.
Awesome. It's yeah, worked very well.
It actually has.
The ratings have been great.
I heard somebody the other day say they took a meaningless game and made it matter, and that's exactly what the in-game tournament was supposed to do. Yeah.
I mean, it had Mr. Hart excited.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, everybody got $532,000 on the Knicks.
And Jalen Brunson got a thumbs up for
his
play.
He was outstanding.
This guy would be getting more than $500,000, but he said he's willing to move from shortstop to second base. Toronto Blue Jays. Tell me if I'm saying it right, Bo Bichette?
Bo Bichette, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was Bichette.
He's willing to move from shortstop to second base. I'd sign him here in a second.
Great.
I didn't know if it was Bichette.
I mean, dude, I didn't know.
Dad, great player. Yeah. Anyways, so
is he in the Hall of Fame? Not in the Hall of Fame.
Dante
now.
Bichette is in the Hall of Fame.
Is he?
I'm gonna say yes because I don't know.
I don't think he is.
I thought he just recently. Maybe not. He's probably not. Dante Bichette, great Colorado fielder. Let's see here.
One of the great Rockies of all time.
Now there's no way.
He's not in.
But he was great. He looks stoned in his picture on Google. Where do you want me to start with one word? Yes
is the one.
Horny. Yeah. Excited.
Yeah.
Dreaming.
I know that I'm hard. We don't need an outfield bat if they go get Bo Bichette.
I mean,
Boba Fett, either way.
Yeah. Great pull. The thing about Bo Bichette is it's awesome that he's like, I'm willing to play second base. And I just immediately was like, well, you know.
You want
to
be a Royal.
Here's where you go and pitch Bobby Witt Jr.
Hey, Bobby, we're going to go sign Boba Fett and pair him with you and Mikel Garcia. Are we doing enough to keep you? You going to be here when that new stadium at Nall is 100 years old? Yeah.
Yes, is the answer to your question you're about to ask.
Yep.
I mean, it would be the infield in the MLB.
Because it's already the left side with Mikel and Bobby.
And
so
then you have Vinny at first.
And Vinny at first,
you have a 260.
That sounds good to me.
8-plus slug first base, and they can put 90, 95 to 100 around the bases, and you can put 25 to 32 over the fence. Oh, and then there's Jack.
Let's
Bo Bichette hitting leadoff, Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second.
Do you realize how much pressure that would take off of Cags?
Oh.
It'd be huge. I mean, it would take so much pressure off of everybody out there. This is one, if John Sherman really wants to say, all right, the Royals are back, baby, you go out and you open that checkbook for Boba Fett, man. Let's go. Let's do this, John. Come on. Come on, John. I know you're getting ready to drive this morning, head to work. Sign Bo Bichette. Go in the office today and say, hey, JJ, I heard Bob and Dusty talking about this Bo Bichette. Let's go sign him. Come on, John.
Just stick to the Star Wars theme. John, this is the way.
Damn right.
Bo Bichette, he signs. Let's go.
Oh, no, that's your Yoda.
That was the Yoda. Yeah.
He's the Jar Jar Binks. That poor guy. He got, anyways.
Yeah, he got the short end of the stick.
Who would be Jabba?
Let's get to I got some stuff on Tom Brady. I want to get to Joe Burrow though. Let's end with Burrow. Let's go with Brady right now. He says he could come back.
Would you be ready to go right now?
I'd whoop right now.
Would you really?
Absolutely. I could go out there and play. Give me a month. I mean, I could go play with anybody.
A month. Philip Rivers.
31 days.
And like I said, I took care of my body great. I mean, everything is I could do it all. And I just, you know, what I wouldn't want to do is make the commitment to play because it's like, I would say it's like basketball season. Do you really want to commit to playing 82 games? That takes a lot of training. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
But if you could come back for just the finals.
Okay, yeah, for just the finals.
What? 82 games?
He was on a podcast with Adam Lefkoe and Shaquille O'Neal, and he compared it to coming back for basketball. And then Adam Lefkoe looked at Shaq, well, if you just came back for the finals.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But Tom Brady, the one word I'll want to use is credible. I do believe that he can come back. I do. And every athlete believes that they can come back. And Philip Rivers has now shown every retired guy, hey, what about me? There may be more guys. Like, if Tom Brady decides that he wants to come back, he will be the hottest pursued quarterback this offseason. Right?
Yeah, I don't think he's coming back, though. But it is a question that has to be asked because this is going to be the trend now. You're going to see guys like this
looking for their free insurance for another 5 years.
And I thought Kramer nailed it yesterday. Because I was like, who's the quarterback next year that comes back? And he was like, Derek Carr. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's definitely
been out of the league for a couple of years. Kind of didn't really go out on his own terms. Was kind of like, I guess he did go out on his own terms, but it's like, kind of feel like I still got something, but I'm not on a really good team.
What
I'm not
Luck?
Really healthy.
No. I think he's lost the drive. Yeah.
The one thing about Luck is he's intelligent.
That's true. Yeah. Very good point. Very good point. Yep.
Luck's like, dude, I left because I don't want to get hurt. I'm going to go back to the league that I've been out of for 7 years and get absolutely destroyed.
Nah,
no, thank you.
I'll just continue to be the GM here at Stanford and hire Frank Reich and do our thing, you know?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins talked a lot about the change in quarterbacks and reading progression versus reading coverage and how they used to read coverages, and now it's okay, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and how basically if you're able to do the hybrid of that, which none of these young QBs can do because they didn't learn how to read a single high versus split, say they know none of that. So Kirk Cousins is saying, yeah, that's why these old guys are coming back, because they know how to do more than the young guys do. I think it's going to cause a referendum on the QB position as a whole. Let's continue here. Speaking of the QB position, Joe Burrow. Man, him or Tom Brady, I don't know who would be number one if they were both going to leave their teams. He's contemplating maybe not being in Cincy, or at least maybe it sounds like I'll let you be the judge.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that, no.
Have you ever both thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to think about that, and that's correct is what I will say. Also, loud typer, dude. Seriously.
I cut out five seconds
these
of just
guys, type. These guys who bang on their computers are the most ignorant human beings out there. You're ruining things for everybody else that use the audio and visual, but you're out there banging on your keyboard like somebody's going to read your newspaper article in 5 years. You know, seriously, pal, calm down on the keyboard. Over-aggressive keyboarding, man. I mean, seriously, Burrow will be traded this offseason. The Cincinnati Bengals need to do a total reset, and they should, if they're smart, trade Joe Burrow, you know, this offseason. But, you know, he's tired of losing. I hate to tell him this. He's part of the reason why they're losing, right? He's never healthy, wanted his offensive guys to get paid, and then they let the defense go to pot. And so Joe Burrow isn't the reason why, but he is a part of the reason why they are losing right now in Cincinnati. And when you sit there and say, I can see myself other places, that ain't a good sign for the Queen City, man. I think Joe Burrow is going to be a guy that gets traded this offseason because the Bengals are going to look at it and go, man, there's just too much to get back in return.
Joe Burrow, smash or pass?
For the Chiefs?
No, just for as a quarterback in today's NFL.
Yeah, smash. I would smash. Yeah, hardcore. Absolutely. Yeah.
Faster than a spicy chicken Alfredo.
Smash.
Yeah, I'm not an Alfredo guy, so. Mm. Oh, so good. So good. Oh, it's awful.
I think I'm going to eat 10 fried mushrooms on Friday. Coming up next, we get into Smash or Pass. It is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, with now at two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more. Online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We'll do Smash or Pass, plus we'll throw a wrinkle into it as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
You want $50 to Booth Creek Wagyu? Well, all you got to do is just listen to this segment. Some of you love it, some of you hate it, but you know that sounder that we play. You got to be caller number 6 because that's how many wins the Chiefs have. And you got to tell Mac he's awesome. You're happy that he's back and that you love him.
Mac's awesome.
You better believe it. So we will play the cow sounder here in a little bit, but when you hear it, this is it.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
So, caller number 6, you got to tell Mac that you love him, you're glad that he's back, and whatever else nice thing
Mac's
you want to
awesome.
Say to Mac, or you could say he's awesome. Smash or Pass, which is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. If you're caller number 6 and Mac talks to you, you get a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu.
Lucky
Casey's
you.
Best Steaks, no doubt. Lucky you with Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well, on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Have a real quick sidebar. So there's this Quick Trip by my house, and I'm sure there's people in Lee Summit that know this Quick Trip. And there's a lady. She's the kindest lady in the world, but I just... She does this every time when you buy your stuff. Let's say your total's like $332, and it's up to you.
Okay.
$334, and you're out the door.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? What if it's like $336?
3:30.
Pick up sticks.
Something. It's, yeah. She's always got it. It's right there. I mean, holster.
3:37. Enjoy your time in heaven.
Yep.
Oh, man.
3:38. Don't be late.
It's like that, dude.
3:39. You looking fine.
Hey-o.
You guys might be friends, and you don't know it yet. I don't know what her name is, but she's a sweetheart, but she does every time, and it's just fun to sit back and watch people's reaction. Like, huh?
3:31. Look at the sun.
Mm-hmm. No, it's always, when it's a one, it's always the word is done. 3:31, okay, and we're done.
3:32, don't step in the dog poo.
Nah, we're reaching. But
Bob
no.
would just be sending her new, oh, new things to Ryan
Bob
every
would
day.
Just go up there just to buy, like, mints. Yeah. Or go up there and be like, you know, I need condoms. Why? I don't know. 4:47, and you're about to be...
in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to win, Jen.
By the way, you can get bent for sending this nasty-ass food.
You think? You didn't like this? I thought you'd be in on this one.
The second and third and fourth word had me out.
Hot dog water pie.
Out. Out, dude. Out.
Yeah, basically, they took a pre-made pie crust, took the hot dog water, turned it into gelatin, chopped up a hot dog into bite-sized pieces, spread it all in the pie crust, poured the hot dog water back in, let it, you know, get the gelatin thing going on, quagmired, and then put a dollop of whipped cream on top.
Giggity, giggity, no.
Is anybody in on that? BBL stinking. Ugh. I mean, if somebody, like, that would be something, like, you know, we would see here at the station. Like, that would be something Cody would make, like a hot dog water pie.
He's got more credibility than that. I mean, he probably nailed it with the cookies yesterday. Because everybody else just looks like they went to Ivy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, somebody made homemade fudge.
There we go.
That might get taken.
That might get smashed.
But this hot dog water flavored pie is absolutely not.
You're not doing that?
It's revolting.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the grossest things I think I've ever seen.
Let alone, you know, it tastes like complete and total ass. Imagine the texture. You get one of those
like
little
hot
dog,
like Jell-O that tastes like hot dog That's water right. with a piece of hot dog in it, with graham cracker crust and a dollop of whipped cream. Or it could be Cool Whip, but it's like spiral, so whipped cream.
Emily, there ain't enough sour cream in the world to save this pie. That's can go either way. Yeah, that ain't happening, dude. That's not happening for me.
816 says, thanks, Bob. I just threw up.
You should.
You should,
go
yeah.
Go to Twitter and look at it. It's on Dr. Jebwa Fache.
Yeah.
I nailed that name, by the way.
You did.
That's 100% her name, dude.
Bichetti, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bo Bichetti, dog. Dad, Dante. Dante, why are you here? I'm just high, man.
Now, her Twitter bio says, mostly satire.
Oh, well, mostly hot dog water.
Oh, God, hot dog water pie. Get that now at Maloney's.
Take that pie and you'll be in the sky. Moving on, we go to Christmas food because this is our second to last show until the holidays. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all of it. Hope we have a good holiday season. So let's go with some cliche Christmas foods. Homemade fudge, in or out, smash or pass?
Yeah, I like some good fudge every
peanut
once
butter
in a
or
while.
Chocolate?
Hey, eat fine, yeah, either one. Yeah,
fine. Yeah.
Joe.
Bob's like, what do you mean one or the other? Yeah. I put them together and just go into a corner.
Yeah.
Dad, where's the bong?
Yeah, exactly.
Next to the fudge.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Bob, where's your bong?
Well, which is weird. You wouldn't have to ask your dad where anything is because your mom would have it all. Well,
that's
know,
right. My mom would have been organized. If we had the bong at Thanksgiving, my mom would have had it out because she's a great organizer.
Next year.
Has your mom ever gotten plays?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I in front of me, no. Drunk, yes, a lot of times. I mean, and then, you know, starts crying and almost walked in front of a bus one time in New York. But they're getting ready to drive about 8 minutes. They're going to be headed out now to Florida for their first stretch of this
Somebody said it's
this
the
drive.
Most organized trip to Florida you'd ever be a part of.
It really is. And then you said, yeah, your mom will probably have a cooler with like yogurt. I'm like, no, exactly. They will. They will have a cooler
That's
with Greek
right there,
yogurt,
man.
Blueberries, yes. Almonds, whatever else Dr. Oz tells you to eat for mental health or whatever they're following these days. Costco's, you know, recommendations. It'll all be in that cooler because God forbid they show up somewhere and you don't have the right flavor of Chobani. All hell breaks loose in the house. Ask my wife. She pre-Chobani's before they get here.
See, told you, Dusty, I work downtown Lee Summit and go by that Quick Trip often. I know exactly who you're talking about. She cracks me up. Dude, it's awesome.
Good for her.
I mean, it's great.
Have your thing, man.
Yeah, and it's so great, too, because you know how like, sometimes people come into Quick Trip, they just had a day, and they got like a six-pack on there.
Mm-hmm. Six-pack of quitting time, baby.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. All right, that's going to be $14.75, and you're on to the drive. Okay.
Get bent.
Christmas style cookies, yeah or nay? Like the sugar cookie with like the decorative stuff.
I mean, yeah, if it's out. Yeah. That's absolutely. The problem of this time of the holiday season. There's a lot of grazing.
Just say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, just went over to the sister's house, had some Christmas cookies, painted some gingerbread cookies last night. Absolutely, smash on the Christmas cookies.
Do you
for
eat
sure.
the gingerbread houses that people make?
No.
You're not supposed to.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, right. I'm not a huge gingerbread fan. No,
man, I don't mind it. It's like pumpernickel bread with that dip. That dill dip in the pumpernickel bread, you know, that's like almost black.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I would never go buy it. I'm like, oh, that dip is good.
I would never go buy it, but if it's at like a friend's house and we're having people over or something like that, or they're having people over, I'll dip in there. Or like, again, if it's like gingerbread brownies, I'm like, yeah, you know what, whatever. I'm also a peppermint, you know, junkie.
Ooh,
and they got that jar. Have you seen how that jar's dissipating peppermints?
What jar?
Downstairs on the
candy cane.
Yeah, the candy cane. Yeah, candy cane.
That's great.
Eggnog.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Definitely in. Love eggnog.
Really?
Alcoholic eggnog's fantastic. Spike that.
Oh. It's like drinking a cup of hot fat.
Hot?
But it's cold.
It should be cold,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But it's like melted fat in a bowl, and you ladle it in. Part of me with the eggnog, not going to lie, Cousin Eddie dipping that, you know, reindeer glass into the bowl, yep. And then I'm like,
we watched that last night. Yeah,
that
was
on last night, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was on TV. I watched a little of that. The original Vacation was on. You forget how hot Imogene Coca was in that.
Is that the wife?
Beverly D'Angelo's the wife.
Beverly D'Angelo's the wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's looking great, too.
Yeah, she's but not as good as Imogene Coca did in that movie.
Mm.
Fox.
Yeah, we actually brought that up when he does that with the reindeer glass and chugs the eggnog. We're like,
so gross.
It's a thick drink.
Yeah, and he's wearing a dicky. I mean, it's just like, it's just awful.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any more WT than Cousin Eddie? I mean,
in real life or? last but not least, for the Christmas Smasher Pass, the Little Debbie trees.
Yep. All day.
Yeah.
Little Debbie anything.
Yeah.
For cream sure. Pie.
Yep.
I'm in on that. I'm in on the peanut butter things they have. I'm in on the Halloween stuff they have.
There's nothing. Like, you know what's really good that's a sinful thing from Little Debbie's is those little, like, strawberry, strawberry shortcake rolls?
Oh, my God. I haven't had those.
Smash.
Yeah. I'm not a big strawberry, like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, well.
I think you'd like them.
Yeah. Okay.
How about real quick, rapid fire, smash or pass, football-related, Seattle or Rams tonight? Smashing who? And passing who?
Pass on Seattle.
Ooh.
He's smashing McVay. I'll smash the same.
Okay. How about the college basketball? Darren Peterson the rest of the day, smash or pass?
The rest of the day?
The rest of the way.
The rest of the way, I'm going to pass. I don't know how much that guy's going to play. And I think it's going to be the same conversation every game. It's Darren Peterson playing, and Bill will release a statement. He's got a boo-boo.
I'll smash.
Okay. New England versus Buffalo in the AFC Championship game.
I take that.
Smash.
Bam.
Okay. Philly and the Rams in the AFC Championship game.
It just doesn't appeal to me.
It's a rematch.
And it just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Is it a rematch? It is a rematch.
It is a rematch. And I'd smash, yeah. It is a rematch, but not in the NFC Championship game that they did play last year.
Yeah, they did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It was the snow game. They almost won.
Right. Almost won. Stafford came back there.
Yep.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Caller number six, talk to Mac. Tell him he's awesome. Tell him you love him. Tell him he's got a great laugh. We're here on 96.5 The Fan. We continue sports talk on the other side. We'll be right back.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.